And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Both Democratic senatorial candidates in Georgia seem to be inching ahead. CNN is projecting that Reverend Raphael Warnock is the winner there, and it's not official yet. It's still very close, and that Ossoff is ahead of Perdue by several thousand votes. We'll be updating you throughout the night on that situation. If the two Democrats win, it will literally change the Senate. I've always liked either a Republican or Democratic president and the opposite in the Senate, a little balance, and it's not going to be balanced this time. And we got to keep our fingers crossed that if it's all Democrats and a Democratic president that we have, that they all do the right thing. That's what we want. We're going to be back in a moment with Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And we'll be back with your rest of the calls, and Tom's got tweets for the rest of the hour as well. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. He joins us every 6 weeks, so he'll be back on in 6 weeks from now, Doc Wallach in 3 weeks, and then Ben 3 weeks after that, criticalhealthnews.com. How were your holidays, Ben?
Uneventful, as I like it.
Unusually uneventful.
Yes, it was very quiet. There was nowhere to go for New Year's. First time in a long time.
Well, you know, October, November, December are my three favorite months of the year.
Because it's kind of quiet.
I just love the festivities and the temperature change and stuff like that.
Do you like Christmas music?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too.
I do. I like it all. And this was just a strange year because of COVID.
It was really strange. It's been it'd probably be strange for another 6 months or so.
Now, isn't this also, why is the flu season so prevalent in the cold weather?
Yeah, that's a great question. A few reasons. First of all, sunshine. Sunshine is very supportive of the immune system. Number two, vitamin D. You get sunshine from vitamin D.
What about heat?
And then also proliferation of bacteria occurs more when there's cold. Heat and fever are one of the ways that the body fights bacteria. And then also we're indoors.
So we're indoors. That may be the most important aspect.
Yeah, we tend to be closer to each other. It's interesting, this whole thing about lockdowns. Everybody's all closer to each other. You would think that
that's the wrong thing. they're doing the wrong thing.
Exactly. We should be out in the sun, and we should be out walking around, not staying in the house.
And we should be with other people, building up an immune system.
You know what? That's such an important point, George. The whole mental component that we were talking about before the last break, the mental component to this whole lockdown mentality is so significant. You know, suicides are up, alcoholism is up, depression is up, anxiety is up. And what do you do when you're sitting at home, by the way? You're watching the news. And by the way, one of the worst things you could do if you have any kind of mental health challenges associated with what's going on in the world today is watch the news. There's nothing we need to know on the news. There's nothing helpful about the news. In fact, George, do you realize how, if we weren't watching the news, we wouldn't even know any of this stuff existed, for the most part?
Well, you'd know it from me.
Well, I mean, if we weren't interacting with...
But you'd get it the right way. You'd get it straight.
Right. But this is media-driven. To a large extent, this is media-driven. Is it real? There's things happening. I'm not disputing that. But to a large extent, the fear and the panic that's associated with this is driven by not just the mass media, but also social media.
Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is contemplating coming on the program. He's got California shut down, basically.
And, I hope he does.
And, you know, he's also going to face a recall campaign, too,
yeah,
to get him tossed out of office.
But he goes out to eat. He has a good time.
I'm going to ask him if he should experiment and open up an area and see what happens.
George, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do a little experiment with just a small segment of the population and give them all vitamin C? And give them all beyond tangy tangerine.
And vitamin D and zinc and quinine
water.
Why
don't we just a small segment of the population?
Yep.
Just to see.
And tell me a little. I was talking with Doc about it 3 weeks ago, but you mentioned it earlier. The dog warmer and horse warmer is ivermectin. Can humans take that stuff?
It's actually saved a lot of lives because it kills parasites. And much of the world, you know, much of the third world, this is a leading cause of death, is parasitic infection.
Sure.
So ivermectin has got a great reputation as a sort of a wonder drug. Nonetheless, it's a drug, George. And as I was saying earlier, when you take a drug, your body has to mobilize precious resources to eliminate that drug. And by drug, by the way, I'm not just talking about pharmaceuticals. I'm talking about anything that's not familiar to the body. The body has a menu with which it likes to eat from, and that menu involves the mighty 90 essential nutrients, phytonutrients from plants and from vegetables, and then things left from eggs and seafood and such, natural foods, foods without a label. If a food has a label on it, it's going to be problematic because it's going to have components that the body regards as poisons. Sometimes I'll say pharmaceuticals are poisons, and people say, how can you say that? They are literally poisons in the sense that the body must mobilize its depoisoning machinery, which utilizes copper and magnesium and vitamin C and zinc and selenium, all of these nutrients that you need for your heart and you need for your brain and you need for your immune system. So, yes, you can take ivermectin. If you have a parasitic infection, you don't have a choice, and it'll kill the parasite, but now they want to give it prophylactically. They want to give it ahead of time. Even when you're healthy, there are actually mainstream physicians who are suggesting, not a lot, but some who are suggesting that you just take it like a vitamin.
Right. Was that smart?
No. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And it's just emblematic of how backwards, how upside down our medical strategies that are promoted by our authorities are.
Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com, and to the calls we go. Let's go to Richard in North Carolina to start the hour. Hey, Richard, thanks for calling.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call. You hit it right on the note there. I'm usually one to ask questions, and George, questions are the answers to our world, and that's what you do best. That's the thing I wanted to bring up was the ivermectin. The gentleman, Ben, he mentioned that earlier being included. You asked a question about the virus not being a live virus and, you know, how could it be killed? He mentioned the information, changing of the genealogy in the body from something. And, well, we got a medical report that says 12 million Americans were misdiagnosed with mental illnesses when, in fact, they actually had parasites. And these parasites and problems showed up when our hog farms and even human waste treatment, open air, things started showing up and we stopped burning trash.
All that.
In our environment, these were these little bugs, and these bugs took parasites from these farms. And I know because there's many TIs, targeted individuals, that are sick with this particular situation, and they've been offered ivermectin years and years ago before it was even available to humans. They made it available to humans to try to kill these parasitic things that were going on, but they didn't come from the parasites came from the bugs from these farms. And from the toxicity that Ben was talking about in our environment. And these bugs are alive, they fly, they live, and this is what has caused 12 million Americans to be diagnosed with mental illness. And just wanted to, you know, stick that in there as a missing link.
When they're all parasitic situations, Ben.
The hog lagoons. Are you in North Carolina by any chance, Richard?
That's where he is.
Yeah, the hog lagoon problem in North Carolina. Have you heard about this, George?
I have. That's right.
They call them lagoons.
Diseased.
Yes, and these are breeding grounds for not just parasites but also viruses. By the way,
crazy times, my friend.
Yeah,
crazy times. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing over there?
Okay, Mike. Michael. Hope you are too.
Yeah, very well, sir. I'll tell you what would put this vaccine campaign to a halt. I don't wish anyone any harm or anything, but say a newly elected official or well-known person took the vaccine and they were killed by it.
And they get sick or something like that. That's always possible.
That's always possible because you're going into the bloodstream with God knows what. You know, there's an ingredient in the. You know, have you heard about what's in the vaccine? By the way, the ingredients that are in the vaccine. It's not just the active ingredient.
No, it's not.
No, it's all kinds of stuff, including something called polyethylene glycol, or PEG. And this stuff, PEG, is produced industrially, and as it's produced industrially, it accumulates trace amounts of something called dioxane. Have you heard of this? Dioxane, one of the most toxic compounds known to man. And so when you look at the ingredients, you have to really research, by the way, they don't tell you the ingredients on there, but when you see the ingredients, it has got a witch's brew of multisyllabic chemicals that are produced in factories, with industrial and factory techniques, industrial synthesis, that is inevitably going to have byproducts, toxic byproducts, yes, trace amounts, but it's going right into your bloodstream. And nobody's even talking about that. That's above and beyond the genetic Frankenstein monsters that are being created. You know, with this new vaccine, George, it goes into every cell of your body. You know, old vaccines initiated an immune response. These vaccines go into not just the cells, the machinery, the genetic machinery of the cell, so that you now produce the virus, or at least viral particles. You become a genetically modified organism.
That could backfire.
Hello? It's inevitable. It has to backfire because there's no way that you're not going to...
Do we know how many people have gotten the vaccines to date?
I think it's a couple million, but you know those...
Yet they say the numbers are still going up.
The numbers are... They want everybody vaccinated, but here's the thing, George. They didn't do very much testing on these things.
No.
So the first people to get the vaccine, guess what they are?
That's right.
They're the guinea pig.
And how about the people who had severe allergic reactions?
That's right. And they didn't test when they tested it. They tested it on healthy people. They didn't test it on elderly. They didn't test it on people who had autoimmune diseases. They didn't test it on people who were taking medications. They didn't test it on people who were suffering from cancer or immune deficiency problems. They tested it on young, healthy people.
Look, how long has the AIDS virus been around? And they can't create a vaccine to get that. This thing popped up, and they created it in 6 months?
6 months, right? You know, isn't that just pretty amazing, right?
Doesn't make sense. Text and tweets, what do you have for Ben, Tom?
Hey, this one in from Mike in Wisconsin. Can the pharmacist please talk about doing the exercise crunches and if they help flatten the stomach, and is there a food that will help with this?
All exercises help a lot.
All exercises help, and crunchers are really, they're not going to help you lose weight, but they will help you develop muscle.
They tone you.
They'll tone you, and because muscle is a great way to get rid of your blood sugar, muscle sucks up sugar, especially after you eat. By the way, there's a new form of exercise, a new form of diet, I should say, that involves exercising when you're hungry. Have you heard of this?
What's that one called?
It's called Fastercise.
Faster size.
You exercise, but it has to be high-intensity exercise. High-intensity, like jumping up and down on a rebounder, for example.
You need to come up with the Ben Fuchs diet.
I'm working on my book right now.
Of course, you know what Doc would say. No glutens.
Gluten is a problem, and, you know, not only gluten, but there's a whole class of molecules that are found in plants called lectins. Have you heard of these? L-E-C-T-I-N-S?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Lectins. And gluten is not exactly a lectin, but it's similar. And these lectins are found in things that are ordinarily considered good foods. So you got to be really, really careful with nature. Vegetables are not that dumb. They're fighting all the time. So they produce these compounds, many of which are good for us. Some of these defensive compounds actually stimulate the body to make anti-cancer and anti-aging and healing compounds. You know, bioflavonoids, for example, and carotenes. These are substances that are nature's weaponry, plants' weaponry, but they actually are beneficial for us.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. They have been sponsors of our program for years, and also provide this information to help you. And you've helped a lot of people, Ben.
Well, you know, that's why we're here, George. I believe that human beings are put on Earth to help each other. And that's when we maximize our psychological and our mental and our emotional and our spiritual and even our physical health and well-being is when we're helpful to others. And that's the way the system works. When one part of the system helps another part of the system itself is better. So it's pro-evolutionary to be a good person.
Mike in Colorado's with us. Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning, George. Thank you so much for taking my call. And, Ben, wow, I always look forward so much to when you're on. As a younger person myself, I very much appreciate all the information.
Gen Z or Gen or Millennial?
He's a millennial. He's 24 years old.
You know, millennials and the Gen Zers, I love them. I have such a fondness for them because they're going to change the world for us. You know, George, our generation, you know, not so good. We did some good things. But the generation, the Gen Zers and the millennials, man, they are some beautiful, beautiful people. And they connect with this message that I'm talking about. I have a lot of millennials and a lot of Gen Zers who love what I talk about because they feel the truth in it. They're more sensitive to the truth. They're younger. They haven't been as damaged. They haven't gone through the traumas that we have. And God bless you for being born the time you were born, my friend.
Go ahead, Michael.
Thank you so much, Ben. And I, again, so much appreciate all the help you provide for people, everything you do through Youngevity. And Dr. Wallach, I mean, you are some of the guests I look forward to the most. And George knows I call in a lot. So, I mean, I really do look forward to you. But I did have a comment and a question tonight. So recently it was announced earlier today the passing of actress Tanya Roberts at the age of 65.
But she's alive, right?
No, they actually confirmed that she died.
Because they came out with a story that said she wasn't dead. Now they say she is dead again?
She did, yeah. And okay. The cause of death came out. It was from a urinary tract infection, which spread to her kidney, gallbladder, liver, and then her bloodstream. Okay. And really, when we talk about the human body, there really is no room for error. And when it comes to having a healthy life and body, I was wondering if there is some specific longevity products that can help keep specifically your kidneys, gallbladder, and liver healthy and help to prevent against urinary tract infection.
Yeah, those are all really great questions. The gallbladder, you said the gallbladder, the liver, and what was the third? The kidneys. The gallbladder, the liver, and the kidneys.
Milk thistle for the liver.
Milk thistle is awesome. That's one of the awesome ones. The gallbladder is so fascinating to me because for some reason the medical model feels like you don't need it. And you can live just fine with it. It's a classic example of this of how the medical model feels like you can just take parts out. Now it takes a lot. There's different organs in the body; they're just taken out. But the gallbladder is taken out when we feel gallbladder pain. Unfortunately, the gallbladder is one of the major detoxification organs in the body, and as the liquid of the gallbladder, it's called bile, becomes sludgy and clogged, this is the condition I call dirty blood, I've called it on the program dirty blood, that's when you run into the gallstone issue, that's when they take the gallbladder out, and that makes the blood and the bile much more sludgy, and you end up in this downward spiral of disease and breakdown. One of the best things you could do to protect your gallbladder is make sure you're using bile salts, B-I-L-E. They're in the ultimate enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes have bile salts, B-I-L-E, but they also have something in there called betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E. And this betaine is incredibly multifunctional important for the health of the circulatory system and the bloodstream. So one of the best things you could do is get on the ultimate enzymes, use apple cider vinegar with your meals. Apple cider vinegar is one of the all-time great supplements, food supplements, if you will. And using apple cider vinegar can help you with gallbladder health. And then staying away from problem foods, and gluten for that matter, is also important. And there's a very important relationship between the intestine and the gallbladder, so keeping your intestine healthy. As far as the liver and the kidneys go, think blood sugar. Make sure everybody should be treating themselves like a diabetic, George. You know, they tell you they tell you're not a diabetic if your blood sugar is not 130. If it's 120, if it's 119.99999, you're not a diabetic.
That's borderline, isn't it?
But you still don't get the drugs, and you don't get the insurance, and you don't get the benefits, and you
That's why they do it that way. Ben, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break and come back and take some final phone calls with you. Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO. Well, next hour, the Lost Pillars of Enoch, as we talk about science and religion. They were once one, they say, so make sure you're part of the program. We're going to come back in a moment with final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com as well. And welcome back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, thank you, Ben, for spending some time, especially during the holiday season with us, you and Doc Wallach. You help a lot of our listeners, and that is so important.
It's my pleasure. It's my honor, and you have some seriously smart listeners.
Oh, my gosh. You have to be ready, or they'll get you.
Yeah, you your listeners are sharp, no doubt about it.
What's new on your plate? What's up for you in the next couple months?
You know, doing my skincare stuff and the radio program, The Bright Side, which I encourage everybody to listen to, and writing for criticalhealthnews.com and supporting the business. And by the way, this is a golden opportunity for folks to take advantage of the home-based business opportunity, which we don't talk about a lot. If you're interested in nutritional supplementation and helping people with nutritional supplements, if you want to make some spare change, you really should take a look at the business opportunity. It's one of the best in the network marketing field.
Absolutely. Okay, to the calls we go. Let's go to Pat in Pittsburgh. Welcome to the show. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to have you with us.
I have three questions.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I have weak arches. They're weak ankles. I have high arches, and I have arthritis. Now, I'm 80 years old. I used to walk a lot, but now I have a hard time even standing on my feet without having pain.
Let's take one at a time here for you.
That's
going
to be a problem, because when you have a problem with your feet, it goes up to your hips, or lower back, or knees and lower back and hips, even up to your shoulders. I would, if you can, get some body work done, especially on the feet. Reflexology is good, but also, you know, I'm a big fan of Rolfing.
Go to an orthopedic surgeon? Not that you need surgery, but that's...
I would do must body work before I did surgery. Surgery is kind of a last resort.
Well, no, but you still can go to an orthopedic doctor. They're surgeons, too.
Yeah, I would do body work, and they're not going to do body work for you. From a nutritional standpoint, glucosamine. I know you love glucosamine, George. Glucogel caps.
Yep.
And then also vitamin C. Vitamin C stimulates collagen production. And then don't forget essential fatty acids, your EFAs. Your ultimate EFAs are like WD-40 for the joints and the feet. You can also do foot exercises to help support the arches with a tennis ball in your toes and kind of grip the tennis ball. There's lots of really good foot exercises you can do with a tennis ball, even a ping pong ball or a baseball, and go to just YouTube it, foot exercises. Everybody should be doing them, especially as we get older.
Let's go to Pat for her second question. Go ahead, Pat.
I had, in February, a touch of pneumonia, and I think I had the virus. And the doctor, I don't remember what he prescribed, but it knocked it out of me. What can I take to prevent pneumonia?
Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the first thing that you want to take for pneumonia, for infections. You can also, I don't recommend first and foremost strict antibiotics, although there are some. I recommend immune boosters, zinc FX, vitamin C FX, both longevity products, beta-glucan from Restart Your Life, another longevity product. One of the best things you could do for the immune system that doesn't involve supplements is the ketogenic diet. I know you've heard of that, George, the ketogenic diet.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Very helpful for so many different things, including the immune system, high fat, low carbohydrate.
It's a high protein diet.
Moderate protein diet. It's a high fat diet, but the key, again, is low calorie. That's the key to the ketogenic diet. By the way, exercises, especially those intense, high intensity exercises, is very ketogenic. For folks who are doing the ketogenic diet, high intensity exercises, and you only have to do a high intensity exercise for a minute or 30 seconds even. You know, you can get a great workout in 30 seconds, George.
Oh, well, I'll tell you about mine again. I've said it before, but I'm not sure if I told you, but right after we're done with Pat's question. And, Pat, I'm going to give you a phone number to call in case you missed anything Ben said, because they're duplicating everything he says. Well, what's your third question?
Well, you know what? Before you go on to that, I heard tangerine. What was the first word?
Tangy.
I'm sorry.
Tangy Tangerine.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine. There's a new one, too, George. Have you heard of it?
We were both talking at the same time, and I don't know what you said.
Okay.
Do it again, Ben.
The Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Where do you get that?
You get that from Longevity. Go to Critical Health News.
I will do that. And the last question is, last time you were on, you were talking about something to soak your feet in.
Oh.
I don't know if it was apple cider or red vinegar.
It was apple cider vinegar and red wine. Dilute.
We'll throw in a little lettuce and a tomato and have it as a salad, right?
Red wine and apple cider vinegar contain something called alpha hydroxy acids. And these alpha hydroxy acids are incredibly valuable for softening skin. And bonus, if you make a solution of alpha hydroxy acid, apple cider vinegar, and red wine, and then cut it with water, maybe each to four parts of water, five parts of water, makes a great toner for wrinkles, for preventing wrinkles and reversing them even.
Okay, good, Pat. And here's that number, Pat, to call in case you missed anything Ben said. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And there are people there taking notes to everything Ben said. I think they even tape you, Ben.
Yeah, so. They do. You know, and I do talk fast, and I got to work on slowing down a little bit. If you miss something that I say, all of the shows are all archived at criticalhealthnews.com. And I apologize for talking.
I may have told you about my exercise program that I do 4 days a week. It's called the Royal Canadian Air Force Exercise Course. And it is a series of aerobics, treadmills, running in place. And, you know, it takes 15 minutes.
Right. But you got, like I say, you got extraordinary discipline.
You have to.
Yeah. How many years have you been doing 4 days a week?
20 years.
That's incredible, George.
20 years.
And you haven't missed a week. And I'm sure you haven't missed a week.
Ever. Nope. I have not. I feel guilty.
Even when you're traveling.
If I have a morning appointment...
Yeah.
I have to do it at night when I come home.
That's amazing.
Let's go to Barry in Rock Hills, South Carolina. Hello there, Bear.
Hey, Barry.
Hello, George. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, for Ben Fuchs and all, I wanted to ask you, Ben, George and Tommy and the Coast audience know about my stroke I had, a cerebral hemorrhage 13 weeks ago, and they helped nurse me back to health. But I'm still experiencing quite a bit of dizziness when I first get up out of bed.
A little vertigo.
Yeah,
vertigo, exactly. And I don't eat very well at all. I for some reason, I crave sweets like crazy. I can't get enough sweets.
Yep.
And I was just wondering if there was... I've got a prescription drug list of things I'm taking, three different ones. I don't have any glasses. I can't read anymore. I can't read them all to you, but what do you recommend that I do as a post-stroke victim?
Absolutely. A couple things. First of all, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine ASAP. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Go to criticalhealthnews.com.
That gives you a basis, doesn't it?
That gives you the basics. You hit it, the nail on the head. That's the center of the wheel. Everything else is spokes around the wheel, but the center is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. There's a whole bunch of other things, but that's the center. Before you stand up, practice slow, deep breathing. It's not unusual, especially if you're not eating right and you had a stroke, for you to be not oxygenating correctly. This puts a burden on the stress glands, the adrenal glands. So make sure and that's what really causes dizziness. You know, anytime you stand up quickly, even if you haven't had a stroke, if you stand up quickly and you feel dizzy, has this ever happened to you? You get out of bed or you stand up quickly or you're exercising.
Well, yeah, you get a little lightheaded.
That's a sign of adrenal duress, adrenal glands or your stress glands. So what you want to do is practice the slow, deep breathing. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the slow, deep breathing before you stand up. Just take a couple slow, deep breaths and then stand up. And then the craving for sweets are indicative of a protein deficiency. One of the best proteins you can use is the protein that's in I think it's called the Slim FX from Youngevity. It's a whey protein. Whey, by the way, is one of the best immune-boosting forms of protein. It contains something called lactoferrin that is so important that it was actually used as part of the COVID protocol by a lot of mainstream physicians. So using whey protein can help you with your sweets. Also, eggs, which I love, as you know, are another great way to help deal with sweet cravings. Sweet cravings should be considered a protein deficiency. And once you get yourself enough proteins and protein and amino acids, you'll find that you're not craving sweets anywhere near as much.
Doc eats so many eggs, the guy's growing feathers, for crying out loud.
He likes his eggs, that's for sure.
Let's go to Jeremy in North Dakota. Hi, Jeremy. You're on with Ben Fuchs.
Hello, George and Ben.
Hey, Jeremy.
I have a question. 17 years ago, I was in a traumatic car accident, and I was I was in a 2.5-month coma. Hmm. I was labeled with the acronym TBI, which stands for traumatic brain injury. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, is there a way I can campaign to get TBI to represent terrific brain increase?
I didn't catch the last part of that.
Yeah, what can he do to increase his brain power?
Increase brain power. Lots you could do. Fats are the first thing you want to do. Fat, the brain, like the skin we were talking earlier, is a fatty organ. Essential fatty acids are incredibly valuable. The ultimate EFAs. I'd be getting on the ultimate. In fact, why don't you, can we give this gentleman a gift?
If you want to, yeah. Sure.
Pass him on to Tom, and he'll get his information. I'm going to get you some Ultimate EFAs, extremely important for brain health for folks who have brain injury, but also for kids with ADD, attention deficit disorder, people who have older folks who have cognitive issues. The Ultimate EFAs are one of the best brain health supplements you could take. And why don't you pass them on to Tom, and I'm
going
to send them.
Well, as a matter of fact, we're going to Tom for a text and tweet now. And Tom, take Jeremy's information for Ben as soon as you're done.
Jeremy, you got a gift coming. Hey, this one from Charlotte in Palm Desert, California. I eat healthy, but I do cheat. Ask the pharmacist, will the good food counteract the bad food?
No. Go ahead, Ben.
It'll mitigate your losses. We'll put it that way. No, it won't counteract it, but it'll mitigate the damage.
Big time.
Yeah, and supplementation the same way.
There's no rhyme or reason for eating bad.
There's no upside to it. But you know what? The people who know how to make these foods, they know more about your brain than we'll ever know. They study the exact molecules that are required to keep you eating those potato chips. In fact, there's a place outside of Philadelphia called the Minnell Institute, which is funded by the drug companies and funded by the food processing companies, and they spend all day, the greatest minds in the world, the greatest minds on planet Earth, PhDs, multiple PhDs, study what molecules they need to put in these products to keep you eating their commerce. And that's why we can't eat just one. And so you have to. It's a chemical war out there. We're victims of chemical warfare via the processed food industry.
Let's go to Chris in Rochester, New York. Hey, Chris, go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For a number of years, I was able to get chelation therapy.
Yes.
Unfortunately, my doctor died.
Oh, geez.
Well, mortal. I wonder, occasionally I will see, pills that profess to be good at that. I just wonder if you had any...
Yes, absolutely. Chelation therapy is one of the great underappreciated alternative therapies for anti-aging and for disease. You basically magnetically attract toxins out of the blood. Chelation is a magnetic pull that certain substances have. The ultimate selenium from Youngevity is a great chelating product. Ultimate selenium, get on criticalhealthnews.com. Vitamin C is a great chelating product. MSM sulfur is a great chelating agent. In fact, those are probably the most important ones. There's also another good one I should tell you called NAC. Have you heard of this, NAC?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Unbelievably important supplement. They're all natural chelating agents, selenium, sulfur, vitamin C, and NAC. You can get selenium as the ultimate selenium. Selenium is super important, and this is one that Dr. Wallach really...
He loves that stuff.
Oh, my God. He was one of the first guys. In fact, he's done a lot of research on selenium, and it used to be considered toxic. It wasn't that long ago it was considered a toxin. Now we know it's incredibly important for fighting cancer, for protecting the body against excess estrogen, as a chelating agent, and for activating the body's major detoxifying substance. It's called glutathione, and you get it in the ultimate selenium off of...
Well, didn't he also say and claim that sudden infant death syndrome was related to the lack of selenium?
I hadn't heard that, but there's a disease called Keyshawn's disease, which Dr. Wallach studied extensively, which is a heart disease, and selenium deficiency is linked to that almost one-to-one, almost directly associated. Keyshawn disease is actually can be considered a selenium deficiency disease. So, and plus, selenium is also important for the blood sugar system. This is what's so beautiful about nutrition, George. When you take a drug, you get side effects, and they're inevitable. But when you take a nutrient, you get so many benefits, it's hard to even list them all. With selenium, you get dozens of different benefits. With vitamin C, you get dozens of benefits. With protein and essential fatty acids, you take them for your skin, you end up with better brain health, you end up with better blood pressure, you end up with better heart health, you end up with better immunity, and you're taking it for your skin.
What got you into all of this, the health end of it?
When I took biochemistry in pharmacy school, well, I was an athlete, and I knew it was important to supplement, because as an athlete, you're always looking for edges, and I was a weightlifter, and I was reading the bodybuilding magazines, and they always talked about nutrition. But then when I got to pharmacy school, one of the things we studied is the link of, number one, the connection of disease to nutritional deficiencies, and number two, nutrition as medicine, Vitamin A as medicine for the eyes. Vitamin C as medicine for the immune system and the heart. Vitamin D as medicine for the liver. We studied nutrients as disease as nutrient deficiencies, and we studied nutrients as medicines. And I was like, why the heck aren't we using nutrition if that's the real problem? And I made myself into a nutritional pharmacist, and that was 35 years ago, and I've only gotten, as I study it more and more, I've only gotten more convinced that we have to be using our God-given Mighty 90 essential nutrients to take care of chronic degenerative diseases in a way that we're using drugs, that we are using drugs.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Ben, and we'll get the address for Jeremy to you. And you can get him some supplements. And thank you for that. I appreciate that. Up next, the Pillars of Enoch on Coast to Coast AM.